Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning Financially Fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on what you need to know before filing a real estate tax appeal. With us today is William McGovern. Mr. McGovern is a member of the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants with a practice in Manasquan. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Dave.
So tell us, when should someone consider filing a tax appeal?
The property owner first has to exhaust all of their other remedies, which principally relies around looking at the value of the property that they own. The first thing that they should do is go to the tax assessor's office in their municipality and review the property record card. The property record card indicates, you know, the size of the property, the location, the size of the dwelling that's on the property, very intense description of the property. At one time, I visited my local assessor's office, and going over the property card, I discovered that there was a garage on the assessment card, which a previous property owner had demolished. So you've got to make sure that the assessor's office has all the up-to-date information about your property.
So what documentation should you bring with you?
To the assessor's office?
Yes.
We're not talking about an adversarial relationship with the assessor's office at this point. The assessor's office, in all likelihood, people who live in your town and just want to get the property record straight. You can bring pictures of your house. You can ask them to stop by and look at your house. That would be the first step, making sure that they have a correct description of your property.
Okay.
The second step would be to look through the assessment records of properties that are similar to yours to determine that, you know, if houses similar to yours have a much lower assessment than you have, you can easily bring that to the attention of the assessor's office.
Sure.
And they can compare your property record card to the other property record cards. That's the first thing you should really do.
Now, what would their determination be based on?
They look at similar sales. That's the key driver in assessments. And they look at sales throughout the entire town and use those sales as comparables to judge the assessed value of your property.
Now, would they look at things like, let's say, if you put an addition on your house or things of that nature?
Additions and things of that nature. I think the principal reason why we have building inspections and the certificates of occupancy to make sure that those activities that add value to your house are included in the up-to-date assessments of your property.
Okay. Now, in doing all this legwork, how much could someone potentially save on their taxes if you could put a number on it?
Well, the first thing they have to realize is that a property owner's taxes are a function of the value of the house. And I'm just looking through the tax rates in Monmouth County, and the typical tax rate in a municipality in Monmouth County is about 2%. So if you have the assessed value reduced by $10,000, you're only going to be reducing your annual tax bill by about $200.
Okay.
That being said, it's going to be $200 this year and $200 next year and $200 the following year.
Sure. It adds up, and in this economy, every little bit helps.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it worth hiring someone such as a CPA to help you manage the process?
Well, once you get past the local assessor's office, the next step is filing a tax appeal with the county tax board. And while everybody knows about April 15th being the deadline for income tax filing, April 1st is the deadline for filing an appeal with the county tax board. Now, when you wind up at the county tax board, the town is going to be represented by an attorney, by the assessor, and if your town has gone through a revaluation, a representative of the appraisal company. So unless you're experienced with negotiating the sale and purchase of used cars, what we're talking about is a 3-on-1, and we're talking about an adversarial relationship at this point between the property owner and the municipality.
Okay.
So, you know, I would strongly recommend that a person contemplating a tax appeal hire a professional to represent them.
Okay. Great. Anything else our listeners should know about the process?
Well, if you're going to do it by yourself, the state tax regulations require that complete and competent evidence be presented to the county tax board, which means that you can't simply appear before the county tax board and complain that your taxes are too high. You have to bring some kind of evidence. Typically, the evidence would be appraisals and showing sales of comparable properties which support your assertion that your house is overassessed.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for this great information, William.
And thank you, Dave, for the opportunity.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPA's consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com.